Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're going to be joining in just a couple of minutes our guest, Craig Campobasso. And he's going to tell us about who and what he is, but also about the book called The UFO Hotspot Compendium, All the Places to Visit Before You Die or Are Abducted. Very important subtitle there. We have to watch out for that. I have not been abducted yet. Tim, you haven't been abducted yet, have you?
As far as I know, I haven't. At least not by alleged extraterrestrial beings.
Well, maybe if a nice woman abducted you, you wouldn't care.
That I'm not going to get into. That's all to pass. That's history.
His wife is listening, ladies and gentlemen. Craig, it says here in your bio, you're an award-winning filmmaker and Emmy-nominated casting director. I am curious. Tell me more.
Well, I got nominated for casting David E. Kelly's Picket Fences back in the 90s, one of my favorite shows, and it was so much fun to work on. I won a lot of awards for Best Sci-Fi Short for my film Stranger at the Pentagon, which is about Valiant Thor, based on the book by Dr. Frank E. Stranges.
Now, Dr. Strange is someone I knew slightly.
Oh, so terrific.
So we might want to cover that in a little bit. What else have you cast for? What other shows?
Oh, my gosh. I've been casting for well over 30 years. I began working in the film business when I was 15. I started off being an actor, and then I did commercials and bit parts and things like that. And you guys will know who Tuesday Weld is because I had my first line of dialogue to Tuesday Weld in a movie of the week, so that was pretty cool. And I graduated high school early. I was working for a film company in Hollywood that made teasers and trailers, and then I got offered a job to go work on David Lynch's Dune. So I went over to Universal and worked with Mr. Lynch, Dino De Laurentiis, Raffaella De Laurentiis, and I worked on the film for 4 years. So it was sort of my entree into behind-the-scenes filmmaking. If people are very interested in Dune, there is a new documentary out. You can only watch it on Arrow. I think it's arrow.com, but it's called The Sleeper Must Awaken. I'm in that documentary quite a bit, talking about a lot of things that happened during the filming. And then I was just interviewed for a brand new book on Dune where they're sort of chronicling everything. And that'll be out sometime next year. And what's going to be really good about this book for Dune fans is that David Lynch really has not given an interview about Dune since the making of Dune. And this is going to be one of the first interviews he's done since then in the book. So that's going to be very exciting. And at the same time as making Dune, we also made Conan the Destroyer with Arnold, shooting both films simultaneously at a studio's Churubusco in Mexico City. So when those films were done, Raffaella De Laurentiis said, well, what did you like? What department did you like? And I said, casting seems fun. So she put me in the casting department on her next film, which was Taipan. And during the middle of Taipan, I got offered a job to go to Steven Spielberg's Amazing Stories as a casting associate. So I went over there for a season and a half, which was an absolute blast. It was like the best. When that was over, I went back to the De Laurentiis's and started casting some of their films. One of my favorites I did for Rafaela was Prancer, a Christmas movie with Sam Elliott. And I discovered little Ariana Richards in that film. And then Spielberg put her in Jurassic Park right after that. So she was the little blonde girl in Jurassic Park. And if you want to really feel old, you too. She is now in her 40s and has children. So anyway, lots of, movies that I've done over the years that are my favorites are Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow with Jude Law and Angelina Jolie. Just finished a wonderful, fun TV series called The Trouble with Billy. It's about my friend Billy McNamara. He was, in the 80s, he was like the heartthrob. He was in every movie known to man. And so we've been friends for a lot of years because he's very interested in UFOs and called me well over 10 years ago. And we met and started talking about it. So he created a TV series where he's now, the has-been film star, and he's living in horrible, like in his car, literally. He has a dog who's sick, and he's being abducted by aliens. So it's a satirical farce, and we just got so many great, fun actors to come and be on the show. They're editing it now. I think we did 10 episodes. There's Billy Baldwin's in it, Angus McFadden, Mary Lou Henner, Jake Busey, Costas Mandalore from my show, Picket Fences. And there's a whole lot more. I can't think of everybody off the top of my head, but that'll be out soon. And that's super fun. And then I also write, produce, and direct. So I've created a TV show that I've already got 2 episodes in the can, and we're now off selling that as well. And also getting the big Stranger at the Pentagon set up for the feature film. And so doing all of that, and, but I love casting comedies. Two of my favorites were The Silence of the Hams with Dom DeLuise and Billy Zane playing. Dom DeLuise was Hannibal Lecter, and Billy Zane was Joe, middle initial D, Foster. I got every comedian under the sun to be in that movie. Phyllis Diller, Mel Brooks, Larry Storch, the list goes on and on and on.
Sadly, several of those people are no longer around.
They are not. And Henry Silva was in it, who I adored and loved. He was in the original Rat Pack. The movie Ocean's 11. And we just lost him. He was 95. Wow. So love that guy. And then the other one was The Godson, which was about two opposing godfathers. Dom DeLuise was the odd father, and Rodney Dangerfield was one of the godfathers. And I have to tell you, if you two could have been there on the day where they sat across the table in their little mafiosa outfits and doing their Marlon Brando impressions, and then they just started ad-libbing, and the one line that made it into the movie is Rodney Dangerfield says, Oddfather, have we ever met before? You look familiar. Dom DeLuise goes, I don't know. Turn around.
Hey, let's do our break here with Craig and Jean and Tim. You're in
the Pericast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Getting closer to our sci-fi world, of course the world of the UFOs, which we'll explore in a moment, it's interesting that Dom DeLuise, two of his kids were very big in the production of Stargate SG-1. Peter was a producer and director and sometimes actor. Michael played the sometimes boyfriend of Amanda Tapping.
Yeah.
You know, Major and Lieutenant Colonel Carter, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
And he was in one episode. Dom DeLuise was in one episode playing, I don't know, some kind of extraterrestrial character. And the word is that, if you remember Stargate SG-1, this very stoic character, this big towering man, Christopher Judge.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always very serious, and he always says the word, indeed, or I'll kill you where you stand. That's repetitive.
Yeah.
They said he laughed so much from Dom DeLuise that they had to reduce his part in that episode.
I don't doubt it. Dom comes with props. He comes with ad-libs. Every take is completely different. I mean, the one line in the movie, Billy Zane is on the outside of the cell, and Dom DeLuise just goes, Iggy Boo! And he goes, Billy Zane goes, Iggy Boo, what is that? And he goes, my happy noise. Peter, actually, I cast Peter in The Silence of the Hams. He did a part with Rudy DeLuca, who writes all of Mel Brooks's movies and is in Mel Brooks movies. And then I gave David, his youngest son, his very first part ever. I'm in touch with Michael and David still. You know, we lost Carol, their mother, last year. And, of course, Dom years ago.
He died, I think, in 2009.
Yeah.
We're talking, by the way, since MGM was bought out by Amazon, of bringing back a Stargate show.
Yeah.
So we got to see what's going to happen. Maybe some of the originals like Amanda Tapping and Michael Shanks. By the way, Amanda Tapping is a director now, and she's done like 50 or 60 projects. And if you look her up on the movie database, you're going to see a lot of your favorite shows she's worked on. Anyway, let's get into from there to the UFO world. And the reason I dovetail with Stargate SG-1, not because you were mentioning the people you've worked with, is because it owes a lot of its early plot lines to ancient astronaut theories.
Mm-hmm.
That advanced beings came here thousands of years ago, and it comes up with its own slant. Of course, the quick thing about Stargate SG-1, there was a movie with Stargate called Stargate, which was produced by Dean Devlin and directed by Roland Emmerich, who this was done before they did Independence Day. But when they decided to make a TV series, they basically threw everybody out. And they had a whole new production staff, new actors. James Spader was replaced by Michael Shanks, and Kurt Russell replaced by Richard Dean Anderson, best known before then as MacGyver. But we'll see what happens. I like the show. I just watched all 10 years of Stargate SG-1, which is now on Amazon Prime. And it was fun. I think it was a lot better show than I thought it was originally. But let's get from show biz, although sometimes it is show biz, to the world of UFOs. Now, what got you interested in doing anything about UFOs? With this background, you're doing films and you're a casting director. Why UFOs?
Well, when I was 26, I had a very huge spiritual awakening. And during that awakening, all of a sudden began wondering about life in the universe, which put me on a trajectory to learn as much as I could about it. But as the years go on, I learned something that really kind of blew me away when I, in 2019, when I was writing the Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, I got a phone call from a woman in Canada who told me that I was her fourth or fifth cousin and we were related on my mother's father's side. And she was looking for some information and that she was a professional genealogist. And I said, wow, that is so fascinating. Yeah, I gave her the information. I connected her to my mom, to my mom's two sisters who had been also doing genealogy along with me. And I said, hey, do you think you could find my biological father? And she goes, oh, yeah, I can find anybody. And I said, well, I already had done my DNA testing, and I'm in the system because I wanted to know what else I was on my biological father's side. So I got all that information, and she said, okay. And then a while later, she contacted me, and she said, well, I found him. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2006, but this is where he's buried. So I immediately went down to the cemetery the following morning. I said, when they brought this man in, do you have the name of the person who originally called you? And she goes, well, let me look. And she goes, yeah, I have a name, but that's all I have. And this man had a different last name than him. And so I came home, I looked him up on the internet, and there was a man living around the corner from me, literally, who was a 74-year-old man. So I wrote him a letter, and I stuck my picture in there and told my story. A couple days later, I got a phone call from his son, who said, my dad got your letter. And I said, oh, was your dad a friend of Fred's? And he said, no, it's actually his half-brother. And I said, you're kidding me. And I said, so you're like my cousin. And he goes, yeah, I guess you could say that. He goes, but, you know, normally we would think this is kind of weird and we wouldn't answer it, but you look just like Fred. And I said, well, I have no idea what Fred looks like. I don't even have a picture. Anyway, we set up a dinner, and I went with my cousin and my new Uncle John. My uncle just stared at me with this great smile on his face the whole time, saying, I can't believe this. I just can't believe this. So this is like the most amazing. I can't believe he never said anything. He was always so secretive. And I said, well, just tell me about him. And about an hour into the conversation, he said, well, he wanted to go into the Air Guard. He was underage, so my mom had to sign a piece of paper. They had the same mother. And so he went in there when he was 18. They put him in the Air Force. And when he was in there, he said, oh, yeah, have you ever heard of Project Blue Book? He was in that. And I went, what? And he goes, yeah, he was in Project Blue Book. And I said, well, what did he do? He said, well, I don't really know because he wouldn't talk. My sons tried to get UFO information out of him all the time, and he wouldn't talk. He said, but my guess is he was probably a paper pusher for a general because, you know, he was in his 20s and that he was a very fast typist, so he might have typed up reports.
Let's continue with Craig and Jean. And Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Heavy rains brought by an approaching storm triggered flooding and multiple landslides in the southern Philippines, killing at least 31 people as rescuers searched for missing residents. The British government is to call an election to Northern Ireland's devolved parliament in an effort to break a political stalemate that could leave the region facing direct rule from London. And it didn't take long for banned account holders and world leaders to call on Elon Musk, who calls himself a free speech abolitionist, yet has promised advertisers to avoid turning the platform into a hellscape. With the U.S. midterm elections less than 2 weeks away, Twitter could become the host of a fresh wave of election misinformation, just as voters are casting ballots, experts say. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Tell us more about this person who became part of the staff of Project Blue Book. This would be back in the 50s and 60s, right?
It would have been, yes. It would have been in the 50s there. You know, what's interesting is I have his, what is it called? Is it a DD-14, his honorable discharge papers and all of that, you know, and they always have these special numbers on it and things of that nature. And I know some people in the military that I gave it to.
That's, by the way, DD Form 214.
Yeah. So, anyway, they said that they had never seen numbers like the numbers that were on his ever before. And I thought that that was really interesting. They're still trying to find out from their superiors what those numbers mean. But I haven't gotten anything back. I even checked with John Greenwald, you know, and gave him my bio dad's name, and he said, oh, he goes, I can't punch something in and it'll just come up, because of, you know, I thought it'd be interesting if, because I know when I was doing the hotspot book, when I was going over Project Blue Book files that I was able to obtain, that some of them were actually, when they were typed up, it would have either the person's first and last name or their first initial and last name. So I just thought that was so fascinating.
And because of your father's involvement then, I mean, is that what made you think, well, I need to know more about what this UFO thing is about?
Well, it's not only that, because I look at it this way. Here he is doing what I'm doing secretly for the government, and here I'm doing it for MUFON, which is a public organization, which is run by civilians, right? So there's a parallel there, but the parallel keeps getting wider because when he decided to leave the Air Force and he came back to Los Angeles, he met somebody who got him into IATSE, the union, and he ultimately became the head of construction at Warner Brothers, building sets for their film and TV shows. In fact, he was so busy, my uncle said, that they gave him a trailer where he slept on the lot at night so he could get up early and get cracking. And he was there for many, many years. He said when he left, he opened up his own scenic shop, and he used to build the sets for the Hollywood Bowl. And then he started designing and building sets for concerts, which included Neil Diamond, Michael Jackson, Alice Cooper. I can't remember. I have the other ones written down, but there was a Elton John as well. And that he even designed and built the sets for that famous Bing Crosby special that David Bowie was on. So, again, it's interesting that it's in the DNA, right? It's already there.
Yeah, it's something to be said about the whole, nature or nurture controversy. Because, obviously, I mean, there does seem to be some kind of interesting resonance going on there with the generations.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just amazing. And, you know, I got to hear different facets of his life through my uncle, through two of his sons. I found out that I have a stepbrother and two stepsisters that are older than me, and they all flew out to meet me. And I got to hear about how he brought them up. And how they loved him so much, and they were crying because they're like, oh my God, you look just like him. You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, and at a certain point, I said to my uncle, I said, you know, we have Spanish blood from Spain in us. And he goes, no, we don't. And I'm like, yeah, we do. I said, I know that Fred's father was Austrian German. He was full Austrian German. I said, but I know exactly what was on my mother's side. So here's the things that are on your mother's side: Italian, Greek, and Spanish. And he's like, really? I said, go do your DNA testing and it'll show you. And he went and did it. And he called me up and he goes, I'll be darned, we have Spanish blood. And he said, and of course it connected me to you right away. And I said, well, of course, you're my uncle. So, yeah, it was just amazing. It was just such a great experience, and to meet these people who were so loving and are still in my life today. So that's kind of... I mean, I fell into it because I just couldn't get enough of it in the beginning, and I just started reading every book. I started going to conventions. I started going to hear people speak. I started studying the early contactees, which were human. There wasn't a gray in sight. And so I just found out that in doing this book, it was so much fun to sort of compile what I know mixed in with all of the MUFON, everyone from MUFON and picking out all these great places.
Now, this is whether you believe these cases or not, and we'll tell you what I think in a little while. Whether you believe in these cases or not, you're going to have fun traveling around the country. And I guess now... the first thing, of course, is for gas prices to come down. Or you get an electric car and make sure your road map includes places, or your iPhone, whatever you're using for guidance, includes places to recharge your EV. But whatever it is, this sounds like it might be fun. Once again, you know, I went through the UFO field in the 50s starting. I'm real old. And I can tell you a few stories about people that you write about. And we'll get to that in a few moments. But the point I wanted to ask here is that with the UFO Hotspot Compendium, you're not judging whether these cases are genuine. You're just telling what supposedly happened and where to find them, right?
Sharing the stories through, like, for instance, the very first chapter is about Giant Roth and the Integratron. So I worked with the historian of Giant Roth, who works with the Historical Society, and I also worked with the Integratron Archives and with the Three Sisters, who now own it. And at a certain point, when I first went to the Integratron, was with Dr. Frank Stranges to meet the Three Sisters, because we were going to be a part of a UFO retro convention. And
that sounds retro. In a sense, we're going back through a time machine to a really, really wild time in the UFO field, where you had a number of people, believe it or not, making some pretty strange, pretty wild claims. Indeed, today's UFO field seems pretty, pretty tame by comparison with what came before. And by the way, Craig Campobasso is going to stay with us for our After the Paracast premium podcast. You can find more at theparacast.plus to join and get this show free of the network ads and more. We're going to have more with Craig Campobasso. The book is the UFO Hotspot Compendium, and we're back in the 50s with the Integratron. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Now, for those of you who have not followed the lore of 1950s contactees, and they included George Van Tassel, of course, Truman Bethlehem, George Adamski probably being the most popular, but Van Tassel constructed this device or this structure that supposedly when you went into it, you would be resurrected or you'd become younger. And then later on, they said, well, no, you'll feel better. But did they ever actually get the thing to work at all?
Well, they got it to 95%. And then Salgonda the Venusian, who gave him the blueprints to build it, said, do not turn it on, that the people aren't ready for it. So then Van Tassel, at a certain point, had a heart attack. He passed away. It exchanged hands, I believe, first to Emil Canning, and then the sisters bought it from him. So you can steal when you go in there. It's built on a cache of quartz crystal because Salgonda told George where to build the Integratron because Giant Rock is also on a cache of quartz crystal. And right next to Giant Rock, there's they call it the crystal mound because the entire thing is quartz crystal, right? So it's only 3 to 5 minutes by car to get from Giant Rock to the Integratron, but it's through a little bumpy dirt roads and things of that nature. So when you are in the actual Integratron on the second floor, because it is a sound chamber, and it is built with only pegs. There are no nails or anything of any nature in the building. That when they do sound baths there now. And so when you're laying on a mat and they're doing the singing bowls, all of the sounds are thrown throughout the chamber. It's almost like they're multidimensional. I had the privilege of one time being there. And before they started the sound bath, they said, we have Gregorian chanters here from Italy who are going to be recording their album here in a few days, and they would like to sing for you. And so they did their Gregorian chanting. Oh, my God, it was one of the most beautiful things because it felt like all of their voices were multidimensional. If you guys were standing on the other side of the Integratron and I was standing on one, and if I went, on your side, you'd hear G, right? So if somebody's whispering and gossiping about somebody, everyone on the other side could hear it full volume. It's an amazing place. So when you leave there, you do feel totally rejuvenated. I feel like my body is almost levitating because you start to feel so light. So there still is an energy about it, although it was never turned on.
Now, we should point out, to be realistic about it, in the 1950s and 60s, we had basically two factions, major factions, in the UFO field. We had the contactees, and most of them claimed to be in contact with entities from nearby planets like Venus and Mars. You know, like the line from Paul McCartney, Venus and Mars are all right tonight. But of course, in fact, these planets do not have conditions conducive to human life without all sorts of extras. Venus is a hothouse. But if you watch the 1950s juvenile sci-fi shows on TV or some of the movie serials like Radar Men from the Moon, they were all human. So whatever it is, if it is that these contactees were in touch with entities from elsewhere, those entities weren't telling them where they really came from, because they could not have come from the places they said they came from. Anyway, we had the contactees, and then we had what we call the serious UFO researchers, and we had organizations such as the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena. That was NICAP. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment. And then we had the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization, run by Jim and Coral Lorenzen from Arizona. And I had my run-ins with Coral Lorenzen, so we're not going to talk about that, except they did a lot of credible research, and they focused on close encounters being seen in connection with UFOs. Unfortunately, after their passing, file cabinets filled with all this voluminous data they acquired, you can't have access to it. The people who have it, the property, aren't letting us see it. That was APRO. So you had APRO, NICAP, and organizations like it on one side, and then you had the contactees like George Van Tassel, Adamski, et cetera, on the other side, and like Dr. Frank Strange's. So that's where it stood. Now, it doesn't mean, and we're going to get back to the stories, but I wanted to get the picture painted, it doesn't mean none of these contactees ever really met anyone outside of normal. They could have had experiences, but what you heard and what they told you wasn't quite kosher because of the fact that, you know, we have planets that don't have human life on it, except in the 50s juvenile sci-fi shows. So in that score, okay, as you understand, Craig, what they said in terms of the origin of these beings is not correct. It doesn't mean they didn't meet anybody.
You're looking at it from a limited fundamental point. Really, what has been said is that all of the planets in our galaxy are populated on the interior of the worlds. Extraterrestrials who are able to traverse time and space have amazing technologies. We know that there are beings living on our inner Earth as well, and that the reason why they live on the interior of their planets is they're able to take a planet and make it into like what a spaceship might be, and terrace different floors, and different floors might have different things. They have an ability to do outdoor settings with what they call synchrotron skies, which means that if you looked up, you would still see the sky. It would be infinite, and it's a synchrotron because as the planet spins and it goes to the dark side, then it would go into night. Some floors can stay light. Some floors can also stay in nighttime, whatever anybody wants to do. But another main reason also for this, and also in their craft, is that they create the resonation fields that are constantly bombarding their cells to keep them looking 25 years old.
Before we go on here, how do you know any of this?
I'm just saying what was told to me. Look, you don't have to believe it. I don't care if people believe it. I just think, you know, if you're a skeptic, you're a skeptic. I'm one who says it's absolutely possible. I don't know. I'm never going to fly in a spaceship to go to the interior of Venus to find out. I'm not going to refute people's beliefs on what those are. You know, it's interesting that a lot of the early contactees, it really was just up to if you believe them or not.
Right. But then the point is here, it's somebody telling a story. How do we know that all these claims are true? We don't. That's the point.
You don't.
Also, right. We don't know because what's telling us is something that science has not confirmed. You said beings are within the inside of the earth. Aside from the Pellucidar series from Edgar Rice Burroughs, works of fiction, how do we know there are beings inside the earth?
Well, there is said that ancient Lemurians lived below Telos, and that the ancient Atlanteans lived beneath the Mato Grosso in Brazil, and that it is connecting to a lot of cities. There was a book that was written a long time ago called The Smoky God, over 100 years ago.
Just before we go on, obviously theories are a dime a dozen, and just because you accept some pretty wacky theories about the makeup of planets and space people and everything, doesn't mean it's true. There's still no evidence for it. We'll talk about The Smoky God in a moment, because I've actually read it. Okay, Craig, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.